tried to single out a few, but it was impossible.
Welcome. Anna. All welcome.
An international society for cameras. Everyone has a camera. This way we go?
Put your chin softly.
We cannot all walk,
I don't think. It is too thin here.
That's so many, man.
These clothes?
They don't like traffic in here, so...
Oh. That's fine. Good idea.
They are getting cheated from all sides. Hmm. Scientists are cheating.
And they want to be cheated. What can be done? Just like the advertisement, no faith, no philosophy, no restriction. See, you want all these things. Therefore, he has come to cheat you. Yes. No regulation. You can do whatever you like. And then he will be praised. Oh, he is good Swamiji. He has no restriction. And here is a most conservative Swamiji. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. So they want to be cheated. As soon as you speak the truth, they will not accept. They will argue. Huh? What is wrong in illicit sex? Why is there restriction? Yes. They go to Guru to teach the Guru, not to take lesson from Guru. What is that?
Responsibility in the world. If you say all of a sudden that you have no responsibility.
That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that yes, you have responsibility so long you are not Krishna conscious. Not that a person who is not in the devotional service of the Lord, he can say, I have no responsibility. He cannot
do this.
He has all the duties. But one who has taken to Krishna consciousness without any reservation, he has no duty. He has no responsibility. Devarsi bhutaptu ninang chitrinam nayang rini na kinkara rajan sarvatmanajai saranang saranyam gato mukundam parihittu kattam. This is the statement. As soon as we take birth, we have got so many responsibilities. We are responsible to perform sacrifices for all the demigods. You are taking light from the sun. You have got responsibility. Otherwise, how you are getting so much light? If you don't pay the electric bill, the next day it will be disconnected. And you are taking so much light from the sun, you have no responsibility. You have. No, there is no responsibility. You are taking light here, water, so many things you are taking, supplied by the different demigods. Deva, Rishi, great just like Vasudev or many other rishis, they have given you knowledge and you have no responsibility. You have responsibility.
So then the responsibility to some is to Krishna, the responsibility of some is to the demigods?
Yes. Demigods, you have got responsibility. Deva, Rishi, Bhuta, living entities. Just like you are taking milk from the cows. You have the responsibility to protect it, but you are killing. You must have it.
So the present system is simply expert at producing completely irresponsible people.
Yes. And they're talking of responsibility.
They say
but
we are irresponsible.
One who is devotee,
They say we are irresponsible.
No, you are not irresponsible. We have finished our responsibility. We are not irresponsible. But we are in such a position that we are past all these responsibilities.
So, Srila Prabhupada, when you told this lady, this woman last night, that she should give up her responsibilities.
Get to Krishna consciousness. Oh. That is the only response. Then you can. Not that, you give up all responsibilities. First of all, take to Krishna's response. Then there is no response. Give up something, take something, then it is all right. And give up everything, and then it's yours.
But they see responsibility only in terms of making a bank balance and having a nice home and satisfying.
Therefore, they're suffering. In spite of bank balance, they're suffering. Suppose you have not done your responsibilities properly, so there, then you have become sinful. Is it not?
Yeah.
But Krishna gives assurance that you surrender to me and I give you protection from all sins. So even you think that by giving up my all other responsibilities, I am taking shelter of you, then I will be punishable for my sinful act. The Krishna says, Ahamta sarva papi bhamo kusha. Then why is my response? I become free immediately. Provided I surrender to Krishna without any reservation. Then it is. Not otherwise not.
They will say that suffering is a part of life. That suffering is a necessary part of life.
Then why you are trying to get out of suffering? Sabar, rascal, why you are trying to get out of suffering? Why?
Because they don't like it.
Huh?
They don't like it.
Then,
but they say you have to accept it.
If it is a part of life, why don't you like it? Sabar, go on, sabar. You are accepting as part of life because you cannot get out of it. The grapes are sour, that's all. After jumping, when it is not available, the grapes are sour. It is no, there is no necessity. Jackal's philosophy.
They will surrender to the misery, but they will not surrender to Krishna.
That is their disease.
Srila Prabhupada, when you speak of taking care of your responsibilities for Krishna, doesn't that also have a material aspect to it? Just like a parent must bring up the child, must take care of the child, train it to read and to write,
yes,
and so on.
That means we are taking care of the children. Why? Just to make them Krishna conscious. Not to become cats and dogs. This is our response. That is Krishna conscious. That here is a child, he may be saved to make him Krishna conscious. Therefore you are taking so much care in the dollars. We are not irresponsible. But our responsibility is there, that to make him Krishna conscious.
So when we say that we have finished all responsibility by surrendering to Krishna, that doesn't mean that we've abandoned execution of duty, does it?
No, no. Who says it?
Well, some people say that you've taken to Krishna consciousness and now you've given up all of your...
Is it not duty? This is the main duty. This is the main duty. Krishna says, sarvadhanman parityajavan. We have taken responsibility for Krishna consciousness movement we are doing. Why you are traveling all over the world thrice in a year? You have taken the responsibility. Otherwise, who is an old man, he takes such a responsibility. There is a greater responsibility. When you become a big officer of the government, it means you overburdened with the responsibility. Not this flickering. Here the material responsibility, it has no use. You are simply wasting time. And here is real responsibility and real life. That I explained to that lady, that even if you take response, what can you do? You cannot do anything. The example I gave, that you have taken responsibility for your son's disease, his suffering. You have brought good physician, you have brought good medicine, everything. But what can you do? In spite of your all responsibility, son dies. Then what is the value of your responsibility? Do things simply by bringing a nice physician and nice medicine, you can save your son. Then what is your responsibility? Actually, you cannot do anything. So what is the use of saying that I am responsible? You cannot do anything. Anna jathandhi rupuniyama. If one blind man says, I'll take responsibility. You all blind men, follow me. So what is the use of this responsibility? He will die and others will die. So what is the meaning of this responsibility? Even if you take as very responsible man, you cannot do anything. That is not possible. You cannot save. Who wants that my son dies, my father dies, I'll take them. One little disease will finish your response. Every nation is taking all the leaders, and as soon as there is war, thousands and thousands will be killed. What response? As soon as one atom bomb is dropped, then many thousands will be finished. And what is your responsibility? You cannot give. You can make a statue. These soldiers died, these soldiers died. But you could not save them from death. Thank you.
They would say that we also must die. Everyone must die.
Huh?
They say also that
yes, we die to live forever. Tatta deham punarjanmanam. We die because this is the last death.
Then they will say, how do we know?
That you are rascal, how you know? You come to my feet, then you know.
To your feet or to your boot?
Yes. Yes, provided there is boot. Therefore, there is a Vedic injunction. Tad vijnana tusa guru maiva abhyacche. Because you are fool, rascal, you must approach the guru. That is the way. So guru eva certainly abhyacche, must go. Otherwise, there is no possibility. You remain as foolish forever and suffer.
There is one German historian named Friedrich Engels.
Yes, he's another foolish. I can.
He wrote against Vedic culture by saying that even the Brahmins of Vedic culture were not responsible because the culture failed. It ended at a certain period in history. It was simply exploitation of the workers under the guise of religion. That was his argument.
That is not the fault of the process.
The argument of policeman who is caring. Vedic culture when finished.
It's only 5,000 years ago.
5,000 years ago. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years have he accepted. If it is finished, he's more than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this rascal.
They are willing to take so many material risks, but they are not willing to try spiritual life.
That is their fault. That is their foolishness. Mura nabhi janati mame bhak paramapa. Therefore they are called Murad.
Define the word responsibility in Krishna consciousness.
Responsibility is that you have got this human form of life, realize God. This is it. Otherwise, you are finished. Three words. You have got this human form of life, your only responsibility is to understand God. This is your responsibility. Vedic culture. For understanding God, many kings, many saints, they left everything and went to the forest to realize God. That is Vedic culture. Bharat Maharaj, under whose name India is called Bharatvarsha, he is the emperor of this planet, and at the age of 24 years, he left everything to realize God. This is Vedic culture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this position was very, very nice as a grihastha, nice, beautiful wife, affectionate mother, good influence, Brahmin family, learned scholar, everything, first class. He left everything just to show us. He was God himself, but to set the example, Takta Sudhistaja Surepsita Rajyala King, he gave up a kingdom, a fortune, which is aspired by the demigods. Such a nice life, such a nice family. But he gave up. Takta Sudhistaja Surepsita Rajyala King Dharmishthayaja. Just to teach us the process of realizing God. This is very good. Somebody may not push. No.
Deep? You say it's very deep.
Very deep?
It's just deep and not so much.
When you ask me what is that? Definition of response?
Yes.
So you understand what is the response here?
We have this human life, we must realize God.
This, three words. Let the rascals understand it. We speak the whole response in three words.
Is it complete or not?
Yes.
You have got any protest? This is all.
They have not taken God realization as a responsibility.
That is their misfortune.
Simply as a pastime.
So that is their ignorance. They do not know what is responsible.
They would say that somebody have taken God realization as responsibility following some Christian church or something like that, but they are also frustrated.
We are not frustrated. We are not frustrated. Are you frustrated? Yeah? How these rascals say frustrated. If you take false thing, then you will be frustrated. If you take real path of God realization, there is no question of frustration. It is anandambadhi vardhanam, increasing pleasure. No frustration.
They say that no one has real information of God.
You have no rascal because you are rascal. I have got. You just wash my feet and I will inform. Know how to swim, that does not mean I do not. Is it a very honest statement? Or no, nobody can swim because he does not know. But if anyone knows how to swim, then why do you say that no one has done? You do not know, you accept that.
In terms of their own relative position.
insignificant bird because he knows swimming. He knows swimming. So he can challenge. Because you do not know swimming, you cannot say like that. Even in insignificant bird, that see how nicely he swims. He knows the art. Percent of the modern people, they do not believe in God, they do not know what is religion, that is the position. They think religion is sentiment, anyone can manufacture his own sentiment. There is no God, this is religion. So, we are in fault. It is folly to be wise, for ignorance is bliss. The whole world is under this conception. Therefore, we are at fault. We are preaching God.
Generally, they make it difficult.
Huh?
Generally, they make it difficult for us to preach.
Yeah.
They hinder us in so many ways.
Yeah.
They have not realized that we have taken a responsibility. When a man has a responsibility, usually he is given some certain facilities to carry out that responsibility.
Everyone 10% godless. Neither they have got intelligence to understand what is God. This is good.
Then we are giving them the intelligence as well as the answers, because if they have no intelligence to understand...
Yes. Our organization is that. Why you are opening so many centers? Just to give these rascals intelligence. Why Krishna is recognizing so nicely a preacher? Because he knows that he has to face so many difficulties. He's not easy going. Armchair politician. No. He has to face so many difficulties.
Therefore, Krishna recognizes by giving knowledge of himself.
Yes. Krishna immediately gives him all facilities.
There's never been a movement like this which has given factual knowledge of God. Therefore, they think it's sentiment, religion.
So we have to abide by their sentiment. Because they are rascals, we have to become rascals.
The top is coming down.
Where's the time?
Even if you take so-called responsibility, you'll not be allowed to carry it out. The example I was giving, Napoleon, Hitler, and Gandhi, they took responsibility, but they were driven away. What can you do? What is the meaning of your responsibility? You will not be allowed to execute your responsibility. What remedy you have done that you will not be allowed, kicked out? Then what is your responsibility? Even if you are very nice, gentleman, you have taken responsibility, but nature will not allow you to execute the responsibility. What is your answer to that? Big, big Napoleon, big, big Hitler, big, big Gandhi came and gone. Where is the responsibility to execute? Napoleon was given horse urine, you know, by the Britishers.
To drink?
That's the last day. Uh-huh. And he was asking for water, he was given horse urine. He died like that. Hitler committed suicide. Gandhi was killed. So where is the response? They're falsely thinking, without me everything will be lost. But they are kicked out, everything is going on.
Same with President de Gaulle. Huh? President de Gaulle,
he's saying, yeah, France. Nixon is there, but when he was on the office, he was thinking, without me, America will go to hell. But he has gone, to hell, America is there. Just see. Just see the position of, you can see the Nixon. When he was in the office, he was a big man, he was a responsible man. Now he's kicked out, he's begging, where America is going. Where is the need of this responsibility? For several months you have asked that you give up your responsibility, the rascal will not give. No, without me America will go to hell. Just see. This is just one.
All of these big politicians, they seem to fall very ill afterwards. They seem to become very sick. Nixon is also sick.
Not Brother only Krishna. Sick, they die very soon.
Radha Krishna was paralyzed?
Yeah. Brain paralyzed.
Is this the Yogeshwar? Yogeshwar?
Actually, they are envious. We are doing the same things they are doing, but better and getting the results. We are working. We are doing so many things like they.
Elected, I saw propaganda. America needs Nixon. Have seen?
Yes.
Yeah. People also thought, yes. He never said, Nixon needs money. This is cheating. He needs some money, he said. America needs Nixon. And the rascals went before. all these politicians do that. What is the responsibility?
Now Nixon is in debt.
Huh?
He is now in debt.
Debt? Why?
For his legal fees. He owes $300,000. So one rabbi...
See, he cannot give $300,000.
No, he has no money. He had to pay taxes.
So we are paying $300,000. So we are better.
Yes. So this rabbi, he is a personal friend. He is taking the responsibility for raising the money. Actually, the fees were $500,000. He has already raised $200,000. $300,000 to go.
And nobody is excusing the fee. No. Did I yet?
But now he is writing his book.
And for another policy.
Yes. For that book, he will get $2.5 million.
About his life history?
Yes. Sick now. Now he sleeps 12 hours a day.
Huh?
He sleeps 12 hours a day. Actually, he can be called to give testimony.
Testimony?
Yes, there are certain pending investigations. So he is eligible for being called to give testimony for these investigations. But on the plea of his bad health, therefore he is not being called. Actually, right now he does not go to any social gatherings. He does not make any public appearances. He is afraid that as soon as he makes public appearances, then he will be called to give testimony. So he is actually being forced to live a very lonely life.
Lonely life means drinking. What him do? It was made by Nabuni. Yes.
So the arch is still here.
People will come to see the arch. Just like in Rome, so many Bourbon buildings, thousands of men go to see that, and they get good income, tourists.
On New Year's, we took our Sankirtan party through that arch.
How many people come here?
For New Year's, and they all applauded us.
There is another arch. This side? No.
Schwamberg?
Oh, I think he's managing things at the farm today.